This is a replay of the Tuesday night WGN show, September 10th. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope we'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and I'm still ailing. Right, so, yeah, it's a warning in advance. What can I tell you? You know, in fact, I think the worst of the flu is over, but I'll tell you, the trailing end of it is just no walk in the park. And you can hear it, I'm sure, but on top of that, I've got a headache to beat the band. Yeah. And so I spent the last couple hours picking out songs to play and doing everything but watching the debates except for a few minutes, and that was enough. And so we'll avoid that entirely, but I did, and it will be. It'll be the comment heard round the world. I don't know what will be discussed about these debates politically, but Trump saying that people in Springfield were eating cats and dogs is going to be a winner. Now, with that in mind, while I was hearing that, I was working on a story that is fascinating to me because this is something you are eating, and eating with abandon because it's in candy. And it is another one of those food dyes. And it's fairly common. Snack foods all over the place have, but you don't read the ingredients, do you? Yeah, most people don't. And even if you did, could you pronounce half of them? And with that in mind, do you know what, in fact, they do? Well, there's one that actually has an interesting use. And this is where I said, this is the stuff of which science fiction horror movies are made up. Although, if it's as good as they think, it's going to have wonderful implications for medicine in the future. But the fact that you're consuming it is a little nauseating. By the way, it's tartrazine. And tartrazine is known for its yellowish color. And so they use it as a food dye in candies and confectionaries and things like that. But what researchers found, and by the way, I have no idea how they discovered this. You know, what were they working on when they came out with this? Is they discovered that applying the dye to your skin allows them to see through your skin. See the blood vessels of your brain, watch as your organs and muscles underneath are working. Now, I shouldn't say you, unless you happen to be a rodent, because, of course, at this point, they're just trying it on mice, but it's worked wonderfully well. And as I say, when I first read this, I said, wait a minute, we're eating this stuff. Yeah, right. And usually, obviously, you don't see through skin because it scatters light in a similar way to fog, actually. But what happens with this coloring, when you apply it to the skin, in this case, the skin of the mouse, it changes the way the skin bends light in a way that stops the scattering sufficiently to turn it transparent. And so researchers have been able to apply the dye, rubbing the solution of coloring with water onto the skin of the rodent, and a few minutes later it turned transparent. It diffused right into the skin. Now the good news is just washing it off caused the skin to return to its normal refraction, but the deal was that the researchers were able to see everything, and that is just fascinating to me. And, of course, when you think about the implications, I mean, look at the expense of all the testing you're doing right now and how little results are comparatively. But they say the dye itself is safe for living organisms, and I thought, thank God, because we've been consuming it for years. Yeah, it's in candy, it's in potato chips, it's in other foods, and it's certified by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as safe for food. It doesn't say anything about it. It might cause your skin to be transparent. And there's no yet conclusive study on whether the process works on humans. Although, I don't know, if I was one of the researchers, I'd want to find out. Yeah. The problem with human skin is it's 10 times as thick as that of a mouse, for one thing. But, yeah, you just don't know. Maybe there's a way to deliver the dye that it does get all the way through the skin layers. And that would be very interesting. But as I was reading about this in a medical journal and hearing about all the wonderful things it might do, I kept coming back to it. We're eating this! Yeah, and it just didn't sound right to me, but there you have it. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And I've been doing everything I can for the creeping crud. So if you have homemade cures, I'll try them. I've added echinacea to the mix in terms of echinacea tea. I just got a new supply of that, and it looks more like tree bark to me, but okay, fine. And yeah, it shows the level of desperation, right? And the C and the D and the K and the zinc and the quercetin and the magnesium and the other elementals and on and on. And I still have a headache that's just out of control. So help is absolutely welcome. Otherwise, it's more than welcome that you share whatever's on your mind, providing it has no social significance whatsoever. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio. Yes, it's the calming music. Actually, it's early Sergio Mendez. We said, you know, in sadly, due to his passing, we'd be playing quite a bit of it this week. And Obalala was from his first album. I think he was 19 when he recorded it. He might have just turned 20, but around that. And the first album was called Dance Moderno. And it was 1961 on Philips when they released it. But Obalala. And a fine song that Joao Gilberto wrote. So there you have it. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. And Kathy is in McHenry. Hello, Kathy. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. I have two things. Yeah. One, I was at a wedding in Texas last week. Uh-huh. And they had two very giant longhorn deers for a photo.
How nice.
Oh, yeah. And then a couple of days later, I came down with the same virus.
Oh, my God. Not from the longhorns, I hope.
Oh, no. I'm convinced it was from a shopping cart in a grocery store.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, it's interesting. It wasn't in Austin. Where was it? Where was the wedding?
It was in Wimberley.
Okay, I know where that is. All right, well, it's interesting because, as you probably know, or probably were told, those longhorns are wonderful if you went to UT, but if you're an Aggie, they hate them. So it's so funny. Those beautiful beasts are of mixed reception depending on which college you went to.
Well, the bride and the groom both went to Colorado State, and that Saturday before the wedding, there was the game was between Colorado and UT.
Okay.
And of course, UT beat them.
No, they didn't beat them. They slaughtered them. I think it was something like 52-0.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. I didn't pay attention. But I think I'm a day ahead. I came down with it on Tuesday.
Okay.
And I think I'm maybe a day ahead because the headache was yesterday.
Oh, interesting. All right. So you came down. Now, when I came down with it, it was Thursday, and I woke up with a rip-roaring sore throat. And then by the next day, I was just coughing like crazy. It's remained in my head. It hasn't gone to my stomach, to my chest. And here is the headache. So is that your trajectory as well?
Well, I have asthma, so it went right to my chest.
Oh, no.
And so I've had both the head and the chest.
Oh.
I told my brother to call the family when I died.
Right, right. Because at some point during that, you're almost praying that you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand this. Yeah.
I did fly home.
Yeah.
And I managed to get into my own bed.
Oh, thank God.
And I did guard other people by wearing masks and things. So I did not want to wish that on anybody. But I'm still coughing like crazy. It's just I'm not sick anymore.
You're not. So after the headache, you actually kind of felt okay?
Yeah, I went out and watered and gardened a little.
Well, I'm counting on that tomorrow then, Kathy. I'm holding you to it.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, bye. Yeah, oh man, 52-0. That was quite a game. That's when you wonder, did the team show up in any event? Good to hear that maybe this will go away. I've been trying to make sure that it won't become a chest cold, so anytime there's like a hint of phlegm, I try to, not swallow, spit it out. So, of course, I'm just a joy to be around right now, but fortunately, I can't go out. So maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I have no idea how common this is. I've given it to John, of course, so it's 100% in this household. But I haven't heard from many friends who have contracted anything recently. So Kathy's the first on that. And we'll see. Let me know how you're doing. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And, of course, star of stage, screen, and 100,000 stories is the lovely and talented James from the South Side. So, James, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I'm sorry you're still feeling bad. I know of a couple of friends who got something similar to what you got.
Really?
Where they got really late, and they're a bit younger than I am, and they got kind of waylaid by one's a little older than me, the one was younger, and okay, the older one got it first, but was over it in a couple of days. The younger one's taking a little longer.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't need to hear this. I only need good news. They got better right away, and all's good.
Yeah, and the other one, the younger one, is getting better, so that's good news.
Oh, my God.
They just had me to pick up some ginger ale for them.
Ah, yeah, well, that'll certainly be worth a cure. Anything carbonated. I know Mexican Coke is certainly medicinal for me, so, yeah. All right.
They had it, but I think they were out of it at the tour that I was at.
Yeah.
Because I think I could see the empty section.
Right, right.
I forgot to ask for a rain check.
Yeah, well, it's gotten pricey.
It's four for five.
Okay, 4 for 5. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to kick myself, I realized.
Yeah, yeah, because they're almost $2 each now, which is just killing me. Talk about inflation. Anyway.
The week before, they had been $1. It's limit 10.
I'd have taken all 10, that's for sure. I'd have gone to different stores. I'd have come back.
Yeah, that was true. It just... Only thing is, it was on a digital, so guess what? They would have made sure you couldn't have done it.
Oh, right.
You would
right.
need a separate number.
Right, yeah, and that I don't do. I don't do any of those digital coupons. I don't reward them with my participation.
So. Okay, I was going to make a request before we started. Okay, one request. Mm-hmm. And since, this would have been Never No More by... Because And her birthday, she would have been 92 September the 8th, which was a Sunday.
Okay. All right. I'll add that to the list. All right. And I think we have one of yours coming up tonight. I'm not sure. I have all the requests that I've had over the last few days, and they'll be played this week for sure, but trying to sprinkle in some Sergio Mendez as well. So we had a number of stories, of course, drunks behaving badly, and some of them were truly horrible. That guy who, drunk as hell, dragged a 9-year-old down the street, child wound up losing her leg and all this kind of stuff. That guy should never get out of jail, so we're not even going to bother with that story. But cruise ships, that's interesting, a feature that you're not expecting. Hidden cameras? Now, the crew member in general is, I think, sentenced to 30 years in jail. But, a stateroom attendant on Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas, gave him access to guest cabins. And so I guess a guest noticed there was a hidden camera under the sink. And that's when they alerted security. And apparently, this guy, who was a Philippine national, was handed over to Homeland Security when they landed in Miami. But nonetheless, apparently the horror of this is the video footage they found were minors, 2 to 17 years old in various stages of undress.
You know, basically, just simply to allow him in the general population with a sign that says, oh, I've been photographed. I guess we could say the justice system will only have to worry about, we just got to bury him.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they're, poor Royal Caribbean, because there was a youth counselor a few months ago who was arrested for inappropriately touching minors, and they fired the guy right away. Obviously, they don't put up with this. But I would assume it is just as hard to find help on cruise ships as it is in places like restaurants, and that's got to be a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, and I'm like thinking, today I was waiting for a bus, I said, hey, unfortunately, CK,
your phone is betraying you. I will tell you that. You're not speaking directly into your phone. We're getting about every 10 words
okay.
here.
Okay.
So.
How's that?
Well, we'll see. How's that was fine, but we'll see. Now, of all the stories, my favorite, and this is one right now that you wonder how this could go on, considering how easy it is to check, but the South African Rail Agency's chief engineer, the one with the master's and PhD, turned out only had a high school education. Well, apparently this guy got away with it for years. I mean, years. And so he was making $160,000 a year. He never went. He never set foot on a college. And 49 years old. And so probably for the last 20 years or so. So he'll be for the next 15 in prison. But you really have to wonder. Now, the head of engineering, what on earth was he doing in this job all this time? And how did he pull it off?
Yeah, I think the only thing that started to give him away was, there was like a design for a railway, and it turned out the cars were too
tall,
too big, and too long.
Right, they were too tall for the rail network. I thought that was hilarious because I was thinking, gee, you don't even need a high school diploma to measure that. But apparently, at first, I don't think they thought that he was a phony. They thought, oh, it's political corruption. We need to look into what's going on here. And it turned out, well, it might have been, but that wasn't the real problem. So I guess he has to repay the company something like $326,000. Good luck on doing that from prison. That's a lot of license plates.
Oh, yeah, a lot of license plates.
Yeah.
Maybe they got something else they'll probably do.
I'm sure. Yes, probably taking reservations for an airline. It won't be good. In any event, that was the highlight of the story for me, and you've been the highlight of the half hour, and we're going to check out the news, but I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say there was one that kind of, where the guy gave his lottery gift to his son.
$1 million ticket, and here, son. Yeah, that's the dad of the year. All right, thanks, James. Appreciate it. And now we'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio.
I was shopping for a suit the other day, and I walked into the department store. I stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, what can I do for you? I said, go in and show me all them sport clothes like you supposed to. He said, well, this year the country's on a continental kick. Everybody likes the Latin designs. I said, well, do you have? He said, we got everything. You see, clothes is our line. Oh, wrap it up while you got it here on hand. That's what I told him. Because I'm going to a party and I want to look as sharp as I can. I said, tell me more now, tell me more. He said, comfort in dress will be the keynote with assorted colors toned down to a sheen. Now just picture yourself in patch pockets all on nail, a pale silk mohair, gabardine. He said, now stop here a minute and look at this new fabric that just come in, I got on the shelf. It's an imported lightweight material. Try it on, go stand in the mirror and dig yourself. He said, now this is the newest of the splash weave with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two-button worsted model. I said, that's real nice. Wrap it up. While you got it here on hand. I want to be standing tall tonight because I'm going to a party and I want to look as sharp as I can. You see, they're wearing 28 shades of grays this year with the new knit stitch in the ways and the very latest patterns of plaid stripes and checks. All that's going to be in good taste. And for the businessman, we feature the natural shoulder, that retail wholesaler the deal. But with the custom cuffs and the walking shorts, but I won't let you have me to steal. I said, well, fix me up with a credit account, Dad, and I'll make every payment like I should. He said, well, wait just a minute, let me run in here and check my books and see if we're standing good. When he come back, he said, I'm sorry, my boy, but I can't do no business with you. I said, what you mean, Jelly Bean? He said, your credit didn't go through.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, you thought it was by the Coasters. Well, Lieber and Stoller stole it from Kent Harris, who was Boogaloo and his Gallon Crew, and that was the flip side of Cops and Robbers on Crest in 1956, and that was what Linda in Richland Park wanted to hear. Yeah. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we have Eduardo in Tampa. What's up tonight, Eduardo?
Hey, Raleigh. Hello. Well, you probably heard the news before I get to my story here about reselling Costco and Target merchandise. Sergio Mendes, I saw this over the weekend. He passed away.
Yes. Yeah, we've been talking quite a bit about that. That's why I played Obalala as my first bumper, and I'll be playing several more. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I've read many, many obits, and they're all written by different people, but I assume some of it's coming from the same source because they all talk about he had two children, and he'd been married to Gracie for like 54 years. That's true, but he had a first marriage with three children. I guess they disappeared. Yeah, and the other thing that I found very interesting in those obits was... And I understand this, Herb Alpert referring to him, you know, as one of his closest friends and all that. That is absolutely true. Well, except for the 3 years when they had a hell of a fight and Sergio left and went to Atlanta and went to Elektra Records after Herb took Lanny Hall from him. So, yeah, there were times none of that made any of the obits. But I do wonder about the three kids from the first marriage.
Yeah, and then I was going to bring up, and this is around that song, Never Gonna Let You Go.
Yes, of course, yes, and that's part of that Elektra stuff, the 80s stuff.
Yeah, because unfortunately, I was, back then, I was into that MTV stuff. I didn't really was into the Bossa Nova. But, so Joe Pozzillo, and then there was a lady, I forgot her name. What's, I had it on here. Let's see.
I don't know what we're talking about, but yeah, I remember remember that album very well. I still have
Lisa Miller. Okay,
all right, absolutely. Yeah, there's a number of nice things on that album. Rainbow's End was probably my my favorite, but yeah, Lisa and they were absolutely on that and on that album, and they're credited.
Yeah. Because I know of a song, I think it was Joe Pozzillo that sang it. I forget what it was called, but I know that song was always played a lot in the 80s. And Sergio Mendes was part of that, too.
Right.
I forgot the name of that song, but they were just, what, independent singers? They weren't actually part of his He was just
right, absolutely
backing him up.
Well, no, I mean they were on that project with him, and they
okay.
weren't, you know, as far as I know, they weren't a touring group at that point. You know, he toured with a lot of people, including for a while, Dodie Stevens was one of his backup singers. But yeah, I remember those albums. Like I say, I'm pretty sure those were Elektra albums, and you know, that was a little different cast.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously with the Brazil of 66, I mean, that's the more classic stuff.
Well, the earlier stuff I liked.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, the year before
yeah.
when it was Sergio Mendes, when it was Sergio Mendes Trio, and then they, of course, renamed it Brazil 65, which is fine. But the two people who worked with him there, one of the finest guitarists in the world, Rosina de Valença, sadly died, had a stroke and was in a coma for years. But Rosina was unbelievable.
Okay.
And the vocalist was Wanda de Sá, and she's terrific. And if you listen to that Brazil 65 album, and I'll be playing some cuts from it. Actually, the one
okay.
I have is still Sergio Mendes Trio, but it's the same cuts. One that I saw was great, but I don't think her husband wanted her. You know, they cut it here in the States. I don't think her husband wanted her to come and be on tour and all that. And so Sergio disbanded them. And, you know, Rosina, of course, had plenty of other gigs. I mean, there wasn't anybody who played better than this woman. And Wanda went home. And so that's when he was looking for a female vocalist in Chicago, heard Lanny. And that's when I got Lanny Hall, and they started.
Right.
At Brazil 66.
Yeah, and she also sang the Never Say Never song.
I don't know. You know, again, this is past my interest. I can tell you about the late 50s, the
yeah,
early
yeah.
60s.
That's kind of the later stuff, yeah.
Much after 1967, I'm guessing. But the best album they ever did for A&M was Equinox, and it came out in 67. It was just the absolute best, and it's the only one that's not available on CD.
Okay.
So,
but you could listen to it. Can you listen to it like on YouTube or?
Well, I don't know. I've got four copies of it. I listen to it on vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm sure you can. I'm sure all of that stuff is on YouTube. But it surprised me because so many of their stuff, their things, even the things that, you know, I didn't think were very good because they were so Americanized, but they were all over CD
yeah.
issues. But for whatever reason, Equinox never made it to CD. So I don't know why.
Okay.
Mistake.
Well, I'll be listening to more of it this week. Yeah.
All right. So now Costco
yeah.
and Target. What's up?
Yeah, so Daily Mail had something on here where they're reselling it to the smaller stores. They get there twice as nice, costless, Jonah's outlet, was like that. So they got warehouses where they got like 20,000 items.
Yeah, well, that's excess stock.
And they sell it?
That's excess stock. You see this from time to time in a variety of things. The interesting thing is, depending what it is, you literally get it for pennies on the dollar. So you'll get these warehouses, and it won't only be unsold stuff from Costco and Target. It can be unsold stuff from anywhere. It's just the excess mm-hmm. stock that is never going to be on, you know, first-rate department store shelves anymore. And so, you know, depending on how easy it is to pass, depends on what they can charge for it. But yeah, you mentioned twice as nice. That's the Bay Area. And you know, that's all over the place. It's interesting that Nordstrom, of course, also has Nordstrom's Rack. The reality is most of the stuff on the Rack never were in a Nordstrom store. It's a different tier of store entirely. But there is one location in Phoenix, of all places, where you get the stuff that wouldn't sell at Nordstrom, period. And so you can, you know, especially shoes, because originally Nordstrom was a shoe retailer, you get these great deals. But unfortunately, you kind of have to be samurai shopper, you know, to be there on the right day when it comes in, because by the next day, that stock is gone.
Okay.
So yeah, and then there was an outlet in Coeur d'Alene, of all things, that was Lady Foot Locker from all over the country, and I got so many Lady Foot Locker things for a dollar each, and you know, whether they were leggings or whether they were shirts or whatever, I mean, it was unbelievable prices. But again, you had to know what little mall, and you had to be there on the day that stuff came in. So yeah.
Yeah, because I heard in the news. And I think this was, I don't know if this was like past the pandemic, where a lot of stores bought more stuff than they actually needed.
Well, that I don't know.
And they unfortunately had to
liquidate it, sure.
That
wouldn't surprise me, and I assume the logic behind that is, remember, there were supply chain issues, you know, that whole weird thing where we were all stocking up on toilet paper, for instance, and so people were afraid, and I'm sure that on a management level, that was too, so probably if they said, oh, we can get the supply, let's get it, well, maybe it was a lot more than they would ever need.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, that's logistics. I don't know who's in charge of that, but it's tough when you're in a pandemic situation, because how do you second guess it? All bets are off.
Yeah.
You know, and so Costco has its own liquidation arm, and I don't think Target does, but Costco definitely does. And you can become an approved buyer. And, you know, now that means you're going to get your sales as tax exemption certificate because you're reselling and all that. And the reality is that, you know, Joe average off the street won't do it. But a small store, they could absolutely decide to become a liquidator, you know.
Yeah, they mentioned on the article, it's a sales tax exemption certificate.
Yeah, right. What that means, of course, is that means you're reselling the items. And so you don't pay the sales tax because you're charging the sales tax when you sell it.
Okay.
So sure. But that's how they know if you're in business or not.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so, you know, and it ranges. You know, I mean, it can be brand new, top-of-the-line stuff right down to demerchandise that's scratch and dent, you know, so to speak. And so it can be anywhere in between. And, of course, then the pricing will reflect it.
Okay.
But, you know, you see that at the big box stores like the, you know, the Home Depots and all that, where occasionally you'll go and there'll be 20 washers and dryers outside, you know, in the parking lot, and you'll get it literally for 25 cents on the dollar because they're trying to get rid of stock. And, you know, some of that stuff, it may look like it's got all marked up, but most of that stuff, if it's just black marks and stuff, actually comes off. But you can get some real good deals that way, particularly in terms of appliance, if you don't care if your washer and dryer are a matched set. So, you know, I mean, things that would have retailed for $800, you're picking them up for $150. So,
yeah, how about that? Yeah.
But you got to be there the right day because those deals don't last long. So if you want to play the role of samurai shopper, you know, you can do that or just get lucky. You know, maybe that'll be the day that you just walked into it.
Yeah, well, speaking of getting lucky, I unfortunately did not get numbers on the Mega, so that's...
I'm so sorry.
So I haven't heard a winner yet, so we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't do it. I know that I'm not going to win. I don't... my astrology chart tells me that, nope, you're not going to win the lottery. Forget about it.
Yeah, well, I keep it at a low range, so I don't get carried away. I don't go past, like, $10. Yeah, I keep it simple.
Then it's just fun. And that's fine.
Yeah.
And who knows? You know, you just never know. The winners are usually pretty surprised. So it could be you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, there's always next.
Where the last winner got it? Was it a gas station? Was it a store? And then people go run into that type of commercial.
Yeah.
To get a ticket next time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we heard that horrible story about one convenience store clerk who was basically defrauding customers. They were checking their numbers. He's, no, nothing here. You know, he throws it away, except that there was something there and he was collecting. So the key is, if you're ever checking your ticket and they say nothing here, say, that's fine. Give me my ticket back. Thank you. You know, no matter what, get your ticket back.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll let you go. Get on to some more callers. Maybe a call later in the week.
I'll count on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, so let's talk about emergency preparedness, because you never know when it's all going to fall apart. Well, I'm talking about the Sea Crane Company, of course, and Bob Crane years ago realized how bad radio reception was and said, I'm going to do something better. And boy, he did. He brought back the kind of AM and FM reception that you had in the radios of way yesteryear. And after a while, he started diversifying, and he has a number of models, and they all have different features, and one is just neater than the next. And the new CC Skywave Radio 2 is just a delight. It's a great solution for preparedness, no matter what. And I'm going to actually, while I'm doing this, I've got the catalog in front of me. And if you can't go online to ccradio.com, You absolutely can call them at 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE, and they'll mail you a copy of the catalog so you'll have it in your hot little hands, just like I do right now. Or, of course, you can order online, or you can order by phone as well. But if you want to look at it, you'll check out the CC Skywave Radio 2, AM and FM, and superior reception on both. NOAA weather and alert, of course. The VHF Aviation Band, which is a real delight. It's ideal for travel. So, want to listen to what's going on at ATC or pilots near you? You can absolutely do it. And in most countries, some countries make it illegal. So, if you're traveling out of the country, find out whether it's okay or not. But either way, the radio will do it. There's also some shortwave on there, and there's just great. It's digital readout, and of course, it's got an o'clock alarm, a timer, all those kind of things. It'll run on a couple AA batteries. Or an optional AC adapter, as far as that goes. It's got 400 memory presets, I kid you not, and all the features that you'd like. It's the CC Skywave Radio 2, and again, it's just terrific, and it's small, too, as far as that goes. Like under 5 inches by under 3 inches by about an inch and a half deep, so literally in the palm of your hand without much of a problem, and ideal all the way around. So if you're looking for a great radio, especially if you're looking for a good travel radio and something that's really small but has a lot of features, this might be it. CC Skywave Radio 2. Go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. And you can look it for yourself. Or again, if you can't go online, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. So it's peace of mind. You'll always, where there's a problem, you'll always know exactly what's going on. And best thing it is, you'll pick up just about everything. Terrific AM and FM. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Shuva, constant is the way. Shuva, shuva, endless is the pain.
As I stand here and remember that once our hearts were one, and every day was spring to me till you left and took away the sun.
Now the days are lonely, the song of love is still. They say that I'll forget you, but I say I never will.
And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in
the rain.
And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain.
Shove it, shuva, constant is the rain. Shove it, shove it, shove it, shuva, endless is the rain.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Shove Shuva, which pretty much means constant rain. Jorge Ben wrote it, and it's become just a classic as far as early bossa nova. And A&M put it out on a single for Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66 in 1966, and then the next year put it on the Equinox album. So there you have it, and that was Lanny Hall. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Jim in Richmond, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, Raleigh, I'm so sorry that you're feeling so poorly.
Thanks, appreciate that. So how about you? How are you feeling?
Well, I'll get to that in a second. I want to give you some suggestions.
Okay.
Number one is I drink Breathe Easy Tea. It's made by traditional medicines.
Right, I know.
I find it in the tea aisle.
Yep.
And that's what I drink.
Okay.
And it's eucalyptus mint.
Okay.
And that helps clear my COPD.
I'll get some tomorrow.
Number two is, I'm drinking it right now, by the way, and number two is for your ribs.
Yeah.
To help with the muscles that are around it.
Yeah.
I was using the Salonpas patches.
Oh, I never even thought of that. Right.
Yeah, and they worked out great because, you know, it may not get down to the rib,
right,
but all the muscles around it are all sore.
That's a good choice. That's a good thing. And, you know, I never thought about doing any of the homeopathics or either, you know, the arnicas of the world. I've done nothing, so I'm glad you brought this up.
Right. And that's what I had. But I had to have people put it on because it was in the middle of my back, and I couldn't get them
right
on or off.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And I wanted to thank your listeners because my next-door neighbor called me today and said that both of his vehicles are broken and he's partially disabled.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to know the phone number of the people that took me to Whitewater that day.
Uh-huh.
And I said, and he wants to go from here to Burlington. And I said, I don't know if Burlington's in Walworth County or if it's in Racine, where the hospital's there.
Yeah.
And then I said, but I didn't say it was from the listeners, but someone gave me another phone number, and that was that lady that called in and said it was from Elkhorn.
Yes.
And so I gave him that phone number.
Good.
And I said, look into that, because they said that they go in a 70-mile radius.
Yeah.
So I was so appreciative of the listener that gave it to me.
That was Leah and Marcus Hook, yes.
Right. And I thank her. And for me, the eyesight isn't getting any better, but I took this attitude that I can still see where I'm going. I can still go around.
Okay.
I can still look. I can still sit outside and, you know, and look at things and make my way through the house. So I'm only thinking of that.
And that's good. No, count your blessings. Absolutely right. I agree with you.
Right. And so that's my new attitude.
Good.
I go on the 18th to see the retina specialist, so see what happens there.
Yeah.
Okay, now my story my father told me years and years and years ago. Mm. He was a Chicago policeman.
Okay.
And back in 1968, during the convention, but back in 68, you didn't get a sticker for your plates. You had to get new plates every year.
Uh-huh.
Back in 68, you probably remember that.
Yep.
Well, anyways, good old Wally, Walter Jacobson, was driving through a police, you know, checkpoint or whatever, and or whatever the situation, because we're talking that was, you know, years and years ago.
Right.
He got stopped by the police, and he threw, because at this time he was on the CBS News.
On BBM TV, of course he was. Yeah, BBM TV,
with
yes.
Bill Curtis.
Okay.
So he was on the news, and then he goes and he says, what are you stopping me for? Don't you know who I am?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And you never say that.
Ever. To anybody. Ever. That don't you know who I am? It has got to be the worst thing anyone could say.
Right. So the policeman said, I don't care who you are. And he goes, you can't stop me. I'm going to a story. And he says, I could stop you. Your plates are several months out of date. Your registration is done. We could lock you up for this.
I love it.
And, you know, and so, and went on and on like that.
Yeah.
And then just so happens, on the nightly news, he gets on there and names the policeman.
No.
And said how he was harassed.
Oh, no.
And he unjustly pulled over.
Oh, no.
And my dad goes, I can't believe that he did that. And my dad used to watch him all the time. How could he say that? And he got in a little trouble with
BBM,
the superintendent of police.
Well, I think BBM probably wasn't too thrilled either.
No, they weren't too thrilled either. But I just got a kick out of that,
man.
When I hear him.
Oh, man.
Every night when he talks.
Well,
but
you know,
like,
sadly, he's not alone. I wish he was, but that's so common where people say, don't you know who I am? I mean, of all the things anyone could say, never say that. Oh, man.
Right.
Great story. And I love it. And of course,
you can't stop me from going to my story.
Right, right. Tell a cop you can't stop me. My God, that's like fertilizer on an arrest. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I bet you he didn't do it again.
Nope. So I thought you'd get a kick
out
of that.
Oh, I do. I love it. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
And I hope you feel better.
Thanks.
And I told John I hope he feels better, too.
Thanks. Appreciate that. All right, right now we feel like we're going to go to the news, speaking of anchors and stuff like that, and find out what's happening at the world at large on WGN Radio.
Don't go. Please stay. Don't go. Please stay.
If I got on my knees and I plead with you not to go but to stay in my arms, would you walk out the door like you did once before? Will this time be different? Would you stay?
Don't go. Please stay. Don't go.
Please if stay. I call out your name like a prayer tonight, would you leave me alone with my tears, knowing I need your soul? Would you still turn and go? Would this time be different in some way?
Don't go. Please stay. Don't go. Please stay.
You took me away from the rest of the world when you taught me to love you like this. Now I hang my thread in the canyon of doom, but I still can be saved by your kiss.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's the Drifters. Yes, an odd period of them, somewhat between the early and the latter Drifters, 1961, an odd moment in time, and Rudy Lewis did vocals on that, and that's what Andy and Norwich wanted to know, and Carol knew, so... Carol Ford, the world's best show prep. And, of course, Dee Dee Warwick and Doris Troy were doing backup. That's a little factoid on that as well. So, Drifters, please stay. 1961 on Atlantic for Andy. All right. 888-876-5593. Robert in Stickney, what's up tonight?
Yeah, Raleigh. I'm enjoying your bumper tribute to Sergio Mendez.
Yeah, we'll have another one coming up.
Very nice. And that made me think of... another tune from that era, early 60s, by a couple of artists. I have a couple of requests. One is for an instrumental version of Desafinado by Stan Getz and Charlie Byrd.
Okay. I've got tons of versions of that, and I'll play it by someone. How about that?
Oh, yeah, okay. And then one other one from way back, a little before my time, but I always admired them. It's a Blue World Without You by the Four Freshmen.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Great.
Anybody who doesn't remember the Four Freshmen just needs to listen to the Beach Boys because they were imitating them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, they were like the...
it was the same harmonies. Yeah. Murray, their dad, loved the Four Freshmen, so it's the same harmonies. You betcha.
Oh, yeah. Very, very nice harmony. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yes, it's a Blue World. Remember it well.
Oh, yeah, great tune, yeah.
All right.
Okay then, Raleigh.
Very good. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Appreciate it. All right.
Sure,
so if it's not tonight, it'll be tomorrow night. So, making my list, or at latest Thursday. I don't know. I'll play a couple more Sergio Mendez tonight, and I'll play some tomorrow as well. I don't want to hog every bumper with Sergio, but, I'll take any excuse I can get to play him. All right, especially his early stuff. Just wonderful. And let's see, Leah and Marcus Hook, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. How are you feeling?
You know, terrible. I mean, this is not anything that's serious. This too shall pass, but it sure will make you feel crummy. And right now I'm in the headache phase.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a bad cough.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a constant cough. But the problem with the coughing isn't the coughing. It's that the injured ribs, each time I cough, the skin around the ribs and that whole side of my chest and breast just go crazy.
Oh, yeah. So, you probably got a touch of pleurisy, too.
Well, there's nothing in my lungs. The chest is clean. But the muscles and all that around the ribs are so bad that I'm not getting much sleep because every hour or so I'll wake up coughing and literally the pain is so bad if I'm lying on my side that I'll practically levitate.
Well, the best thing for me to stop a cough is Ricola.
You know, I've got that and it doesn't do anything for me. Nothing.
Really?
Not
the regular one, the Whorehound?
Yeah.
Not the sugar-free.
Right. No, I don't eat sugar-free anything. It's useless, and I don't know why. I've also got Slippery Elm, which is supposed to be great for singers and people who use their voice. That doesn't do anything either. Then I've got all the different homeopathics from Boiron and from Heal and from everybody else. And I took so many of those last night, it was unbelievable. And not a thing, so I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, because I cough because of my asthma. I will lay down and I'll just start coughing all night long.
Right.
And I take one of those Ricolas, and it's done. The cough is gone.
That's wonderful. I wish it was with me. No, I'll finish the Ricola, and within 3 seconds, I get that kind of tickle feeling in the throat, and then you're not going to stop it. You try because you don't want the ribs to hurt. So after a while, you're trying, and then you start to shake a little because it, and then all of you blow up, you explode, and nonstop.
Right.
Right. So, no, I've got.
I know that feeling, and the whorehound in the Ricola really just knocked it out for me.
That's great. You're lucky. That's all I can say. God knows I got a lot of it here, but not a bit of it has worked.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I know when Albert and I were together in the 90s, he used to drink a lot of Steriflu.
Oh.
And I don't know if that would work for you or not,
I
know he used to swear by Steriflu.
Steriflu. I don't even know about this, I don't think. Steriflu.
And it's a packet that you mix with, like, hot liquid, and he used to mix it with lemon tea.
Now, is it like S-T-E-R-A?
No, Sarah, like, I'm sorry, it's my, I don't have any teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, like, T is in Thomas.
Oh, Sarah.
H.
Okay.
Theraflu. Got it here.
Yes, Theraflu. All right. Powerful relief from cold and flu symptoms. Let's see. Maximum strength. Well, that's always a good way to start. All right. So let's see what's in it. I have no idea. I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe that's for the best. Maybe it's better we don't know. But right. I'll look at that later. I'll look at the ingredients and what the heck. I'll try anything. But I'm really curious.
Yeah.
I know everybody has tried everything, and I'd like to know the most outlandish things people have ever tried that actually worked.
But he used to put it in his thermos before he'd do a gig because of his voice. And he would mix it with lemon tea, and it would really just burn off everything in his throat, and it would help him sing, you know?
Huh.
When he had a cold or a flu or something, you know, it would help him, and he could perform even when he was sick.
Well, unfortunately, it's got acetaminophen in it, which is Tylenol, so I can't do this.
Oh,
let me look to see if some of them don't.
Too bad.
Maybe some of them won't. So I'll certainly browse all of their products. Let's see, we'll get one. I will just say Treats Cough. All right, that's what I want. Treats Cough, and. Daytime Theraflu, D-Flu Relief, and Max Strength Nasal Decongestant Syrup. No, my nasal's fine. Well, I'll read them all. You just never know. Maybe one of them doesn't have acetaminophen in it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It's too bad you can't do that.
No.
Damn.
The other
really
thing,
good stuff.
Other thing that kills me is so many products now, because people think, oh, it's so healthy, have stevia in it. And I must be the world's only person to be allergic to stevia. And so
must be.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, and so I can't imagine, but I'll look at things and it'll say, you know, good for you, has stevia. I'm like, no, not too good for me. All right, well
that's like I must be the only person on the planet allergic to carrots, because every soup that you try and buy in a can has carrots in it.
Right,
and I'm like, I would buy soup.
Right, I would think the carrot allergy world is very small. So I'm looking it up, by the way. Carrot is associated with a food allergy and OAS or PFAS. All right, allergic symptoms mostly include basically swelling in the lips, the tongue, the throat, all that kind of stuff.
It's not a real allergy, it's a food allergy.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It affects my diverticulitis.
Right, right. Well, it's an insensitivity more than an allergy.
Yeah,
right.
it's more than an allergy.
Right, it's not going to go anaphylactic, but it'll make you miserable.
No.
Yeah, well, that's
a
shame. That is because there are so many things that are carrots are in everything. They just crop up everywhere.
Everywhere, and I can do parsnips, but not carrots.
Interesting.
I don't know. Like a sweeter version of a carrot, you know?
All right. I'm no expert. When it comes to vegetables, I'm no expert.
Without the beta carotene, because the orange part is the beta carotene.
Right. Well, better than that. Better
Albert's
than that. Other
card,
yes, Albert's card.
Albert's debit card got stolen.
No.
Yes. Well, not stolen, but you know.
Compromised.
Compromised.
Has he let the bank know?
We were at the bank on Monday. We have to go back again on Thursday. They're going to make me POA because he can't do anything on his bank account. He just can't. Do anything. He can't even call them without help. So, because of his shakiness, he can't fill out any of the forms. He can't read any of the things.
Yeah.
So I have to help him. So
yeah, and they'll do that. But, as long as he authorizes it, they're happy to do that.
Yeah, and so I had to go through all the stuff with the woman, and we sat there for hours, and I just can't do that. I can't. That's the reason I can't work. I can't sit in a chair for hours like that, you know. And I had to leave. I said. We have to go. I can't. I'm in too much pain, you know?
Right.
My neck, my back, my arthritis, everything. I would just couldn't move. I said, you've got to get me out of here. So we were there for like 2 hours. And
jeez.
I was like, I'm done. I'm at my limit, you know?
Well, 2 hours.
So now we have to,
wait. Two hours. What on earth could the bank be asking you that would take 2 hours to answer?
Well, first of all, the list, they gave us a printout. The list, it went back to... March of 2024, we come to find out it goes all the way back to January.
Oh, you
Plus,
mean, wait a minute, you mean the theft they, goes back to January?
The theft, yes.
And you didn't...
It doesn't only cover one of his cards, it covers his former card that they were supposed to cancel but never did.
Well, as far as... Cancel but never did. He might have some rights there. But as far as anything that's active, if you're talking about something since January, normally you have a period of time, 60 to maximum 90 days, to notify them. Otherwise, you're liable.
No, they knew about it. They were trying to contact us.
Oh, they knew about it. Okay.
They knew about it. They were trying to contact him. They had the wrong phone number for him, so they weren't getting in touch with him.
All right. And you weren't getting statements every month?
No, they never sent him statements, and she didn't even know that. I said, yeah, can you sign him up for statements? Because he doesn't get statements.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you this, other than the wear and tear on your body, does it look like they're going to make it good, whatever the theft is?
They already did. He already got $500 back.
Okay, good. So he's not going to be out any money?
Oh, no, there's no question that he's getting his money back. Oh, no, there's no question about that. But we just have to sit there and go through each charge on her computer because she can't find a lot of them, and a lot of them are not listed on her computer. Like, there's this thing she has to go through. She has to do 10 at a time.
Right, a frame. I understand that. She's doing it in frames. All right.
Yeah.
Well, is there any way you could do this by phone with her?
No.
Because I was thinking at least you could be lying down.
Yeah, no, she said we can't. We have plus we have to go in and do the POA stuff anyway.
All right, so you'll do that, and then what you'll tell her is, hey, physically, I can sit for an hour. After that, I have to leave and come back another time. And just limit it to that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Yeah, and you draw the line at that. If you know you can make it an hour without a problem, then you just say, hey, we can do this in hour increments, but then I have to go home.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
I'm going to have to.
But it sounds like I can't
believe how much money somebody got on there. Plus, all the charges were, like, most of the charges were from Apple. Somebody got an Apple account and was charging it to his account.
Well, I can't believe they're making it good, which is really nice.
Oh, yeah, because he has it through a bank.
I know he has it through a bank. Doesn't matter. That's not like a credit card. Banks don't have to if they don't want to. And so
they are. There's no question.
That's
they are.
Great.
They're just putting it right back on his account.
That is great. So
yeah, it's PNC Bank. They're really good.
Well, so they're certainly big. They're doing it, and that's all that matters. So that part, the hard part is over. So just go and do your POA, and then tell them, hey, I can do this an hour at a time. Let's schedule it and do it.
she's really sweet. Osiris is her name.
Okay.
Last, like the Egyptian god, you know, Osiris.
Good. Yeah, why not? Well, maybe she's got some power with the heavens or the people that are.
But no,
it sounds like the good news is, like I say, you're not questioning whether you'll be paid. So everything else is a walk in the park.
Oh no, it's probably going to be like another $500 for the Apple charges.
Yeah, well,
because we didn't even get to those.
Well, you will, and you will get statements from now on, and you will be the one every month to look at them.
Yes, I will.
Yes, you will.
I will.
You'll have
and
to.
I just can't believe how long this has been going on.
Well, that's why I can't believe they're just making it good without question, but that's great. That's absolutely great.
Well, I mean, they can see that we don't know.
I understand that. No, I understand that, but still, you'd be
we're
surprised.
We're just clueless when it comes to technology. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why you want the statements mailed to you in an envelope with a stamp.
Yeah.
All right.
Why does that matter?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because you won't see it if it's just on email.
Oh, right. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't get what you were saying.
No. Don't.
And can I just say about I'm not going to talk about the debate per se.
Thank you.
I just want to say about the callers that call in afterwards on C-SPAN. Someone said, well, I'm voting for Harris because she smiled through the whole debate.
Okay, well.
Okay, I don't want this country in the hands of people who are voting for that reason.
Well, you know, that's my old thing that said, dear Lord, don't let them vote. You know, people who can't find the United States on a map, things like that. I mean, I understand that, believe me. But, yeah, you'll do your body good if you stop watching that crap. You'll be much
well,
better off all the way around.
I mean, she smiled through the whole thing.
Well,
not a reason to vote for her.
Well, at least they associated with the person she is. You know, when they're voting for things that don't even exist, you've got other issues. But sure, you know, I mean, historically speaking, that's why back in the day, you know, only certain people got to vote. But that's a long, long story, and we're not going to go there. But anyway, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. Every day I walk up and down, and, you know, things will happen, and I'll turn to John, and I'll say, please, dear Lord, don't let them vote. All right.
I know.
Well,
it's
that's
crazy.
That's what you got. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, I relate completely. Although I've since morphed it. Not only is it, please, dear Lord, don't let them vote, but the ones that are particularly stupid, please, dear Lord, don't let them drive. All right. We'll pick it up right there, and we'll talk to Cindy and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Asked me to give up the hand of a girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above, you better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me to set her free, but my friend, that will never be. You better move on. I can't blame you for loving her, but can't you understand, man, she's my girl.
W. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And that, of course, is Arthur Alexander, who wrote and recorded it on Dot in 1962, You Better Move On. And it was Carol who said, all right, here's the deal. Cindy from Chicago is probably talking about You Better Move On. You're not going to play it by the Rolling Stones, are you? Yeah, you may be playing. Yes, absolutely. I will be playing Arthur Alexander, and that's You Better Move On. Now, it's interesting, of course, that was covered by everybody and their brother, the Rolling Stones, the Hollies, you name it, and on, though, Tony Sheridan. And Arthur Alexander was big in Liverpool. I don't know how. But the other side is what got the local Liverpool bands, the ones who wanted to be the Beatles but weren't. And there were probably 15 different versions of a cover of the flip side of You Better Move On, which actually was a pretty good little record.
Well, if your hands start to clapping and your fingers start to popping and your feet start to moving around, and if you start to swing and sway when a band starts to play a real cool and way out sound, and if you get the can't help it and you can't sit down, you feel like you gotta move around.
Need a shot of rhythm and blues
with just a little rock and roll on the side, just for good measure.
Need a pair of dancing shoes
with your lover by your side, then you know you're gonna have a lot of pleasure. Don't you worry about a thing if you start to dance and sing and chill bumps come up on you. And when that rhythm finally hits you and the beat gets you too, well, here's the thing for you to do.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So yeah, recorded in 1961. It was the flip, You Better Move On, but he didn't write it. Actually, it was a guitarist at Fame and Muscle Shoals who wrote that. It was Terry Thompson. But as I say, everybody recorded that. And whether it was Jerry and the Pacemakers or, you know, the Liverpool Five or Clyde McFadder or hell, the Osmonds, I don't want to admit that. And on the list is that, as far as I was concerned, should have been the A side. The Beatles actually did record it. And it was a live recording, and when they did some of those, you know, BBC shows that they were re-releasing, there it was, the Beatles doing it. Cilla Black did it. Yeah, it was big, A Shot of Rhythm and Blues. But of course, the A-side, You Better Move On, is what Cindy wanted to hear, and now she has. So Cindy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I had never heard that song before. I thought I had heard just about every song. But anyhow, you know what helped me with my cough? I don't know if I got this cough. I don't know if it's, you know, in my head that I had RSV like 6 times in 3 years. It seems like it about 10 years ago. And then it would last about 8 weeks. And I would, you know, the coughing for, and I thought it was whooping cough or something, but.
So what'd you do?
The doc. Well, finally, I just took, you know, like Allegra, generic Allegra. Can you take that?
That's not going to do it, no. But, all right.
Well, it doesn't, I still have the cough.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't take the generic Allegra, I'll just vomit.
Yeah, well.
The cough is so bad.
Yeah, well. I'll just live with a cough, and it seems like any time I get, and fortunately, I do not get the flu or a cold too often. The last time was when I got COVID in February of 2020, but the cough, you know, usually after I've been sick with a flu or a cold, lasts about 6 months, and I'm hoping that that won't be the case now.
Okay, well, when I had, I think it was RSV, it would last like what I had lasted 8 weeks at a time, you know, and then my neighbor, I mean, this is just, so my neighbor's like, how could someone have that much garbage? And I had like 20 bags of Kleenex that I threw out, like garbage bags.
That's fine. At least you threw it out.
All right. Well, all right. I prayed for you all.
Well, thank you. I'll take it. I'll take all the prayers I can get.
You.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Cindy.
Okay.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. And Allegra, as far as I know, is an antihistamine. And, you know, I'd like to stay awake when I do the show. And don't ever tell me about non-drowsy formula on absolutely anything. All right, so, yeah. Maybe that'd be good, though. Take it at night and you'd sleep right through the fact that you're coughing all night. Well, Sam and Gurney's got some requests. So, Sam, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to ask if you could, I was wondering if you could please play White Cliffs of Dover by the Righteous Brothers?
You have to have the Righteous Brothers? Okay.
Well, I love their version best, but I mean, if you got another version, that's...
No, I'll look. Brendan said I'll look for it.
But
I don't know.
Can't be cheesy, right?
Well, I don't know. I'll look for it. It won't be tonight, but I will absolutely look for it. And if I've got it, you'll hear it.
All right. Thank you, Robin.
All right. Sure thing. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888, R-O-L-L-Y-E. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure that it's on mine. Absolutely anything is up for grabs. And live show tomorrow night, full show, and Thursday night as well. So that's, in fact, I don't think there are any sports interruptions or other interruptions until at some point in October. So you're stuck with me four nights a week, providing I live through it. All right, so with that in mind, we'll think of anything to talk about, and we'll get back to Sergio Mendez, which is a lot of fun, coming up on WGN Radio. And that's Sergio Mendez. Interesting story about this song, O Moro Na Tem Ves, which loosely translates to The Slums Aren't Given a Chance. And with a title like that, it quickly got another title, Favela, named after the slums on the outskirts of Brazilian cities, so especially Rio, but not only. And Antonio Carlos Jobim wrote it with Vinicius de Moraes and Ray Gilbert. But Sergio Mendez recorded it a few times, and at first when I heard this, I thought, oh, that's Favela, that's from the Capitol stuff, but it's not, all right, so I'll have to play Favela next and see. I don't know what it's from, I just know that it's on an 8-track I have, right, translated to a reel-to-reel, translated to, a digital file eventually, so yeah, quality optional. All right, but nonetheless, the passing of Sergio Mendez, and I know 83 a long and fruitful life, but still not long enough as I'm concerned. So we've got, let's see here, Jeff in Beloit. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a story that might relate to Jim and help Jim out.
Okay.
He said that he's having vision problems.
Well, he's got wet macular degeneration.
Okay. I have a quick story. I'm going to try to make it quick. Okay. My grandmother was 96, mm-hmm. and I get a call from my aunts. We had a lot of good family that were really close, and they try to keep me in the loop, and they said that she had cancer. She went to the doctor. She had cancer, and she couldn't see that well. It was mm-hmm. cloudy vision, and it was going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, okay. I dated a woman that was close to this retirement home that she was in.
Mm-hmm.
She was left with $1 million in good health insurance and a lot of good family. But the only thing she complained about, she didn't say anything about the cancer. She complained about the vision getting worse. And now I dated a girl near there. I remember taking a shower there and drinking the water, and there was a water tower there. It was so strong, the chemical in the water. You're taking a shower, you could just feel it on you.
Sure.
And I remember working in a factory at the time that we had to drink so much of the water because it was so hot in there.
Uh-oh.
That my vision got cloudy.
Ew.
And I said, for the vision problem, we should get her some bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
And before I knew it, there were cases of water there.
Right.
And she was drinking the bottled water, and her vision actually cleared up.
That's great.
And so the cancer issue, as I said, she was 96. She didn't complain about anything, you know, being sore or whatever. So I said, you know, she's got a lot of money. You got a practicing doctor. You know, what's the solution? I mean, they're going to give her chemo. And I couldn't see it. I just couldn't see her putting on a lot of medication and chemo at age 96.
Right.
She seemed to be pretty happy other than the vision problem, which cleared up. And so my suggestion was to never tell her about the cancer.
Right.
And, you know, she was the oldest woman in Rockford. She passed at 104 a couple years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, she was the oldest woman in Rockford, and she didn't like that. But what I was going to say for Jim is that maybe he has bad water, and I'd like to, you know, have him comment about that. You know, what kind of water he's drinking, if he's drinking bottled water. And you got to be careful in the water you choose, too, and read the labels. But it certainly wouldn't hurt.
Well, it doesn't hurt. You're right. And the more pure you can make your water, the better. But in his case, that water is not involved with this. Wet macular degeneration is a well-known phenomena, sadly. And he absolutely has been diagnosed where there's no shadow of a doubt of what it is. Now, that's not to say that, hey, miracles happen and certainly drinking better water can't hurt. But it's not a case of an unknown situation where he's losing his vision. It's very well known.
Well, that was basically what they said about my grandmother, too. That it was going to get
worse. Wait a minute.
Worse.
So did they say she had wet AMD?
At that point in time, now this has had to be, 15 years ago.
Yeah, well, they had that.
And they didn't really say. They just said that it was going to progress and she was going to be able to see, the water cleared it up, and I'm telling you because I did drink some of the water near there within a few blocks, and it was terrible.
Oh sure, and people don't realize how toxic water can be, and of course we hear the stories about places in Michigan where we know it's toxic, but even the things that are considered safe, quote unquote safe, are not necessarily good for you. And it's not only a case of drinking it. If you're living in that atmosphere, it's also bathing in it, because transdermal is very real. It will get through to you, to your skin. And so if you're in a situation where you've got heavy metals, toxic chemicals, whatever, that you don't want in your water, it behooves you to have a whole house filtration system going. Makes all the difference in the world.
It's not only that, it's what you're cooking with.
Of course, all of that. And for instance, I will not go near anything that is fluoridated. So a lot of water systems are. So I make sure that my filters filter out fluoride. So, but that's not the only thing.
I've got a comment about that fluoride. When I was a kid, we were taught you got your toothbrush and you just put a big, heavy glob of that fluoride toothpaste and you stick it in your mouth. And as a kid, you probably swallowed half of it.
Right.
You know, now that I brush, you just put a little dab on there and you rinse 20 times because you try not to buy fluoride.
Well, and you decide whether that's what you want to use or not. For instance, I won't use a product that has it in it. It's just that simple. But, you know, it's pretty much ubiquitous. It's in so many water supplies. So if somebody has a sensitivity or doesn't want to be subjected to that, then whole house filtration is definitely the way to go.
Yes. One more quick comment on that. I've had diabetes, and my eyes have got cloudy since, too. And what I did was started eating carrots, and then because of the diabetes, I like pickles and pickle juice and turmeric.
Okay.
So sometimes I drop the carrots in the pickle juice and I eat that and my vision has cleared up.
All right. Yeah, turmeric's pretty good stuff as far as that goes. The best thing for your eyes, and you know this, doctors have told you this, is to get your blood sugar levels as consistent as possible. The wide swings are what is difficult on the eyes.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah. The pickle juice seems to regulate that a little bit.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. And it's basically non-caloric, so it can help with weight loss, too, if that's an issue.
Oh, I'm so thin, it's funny.
Well, you're not alone. And, you know, I know exactly how you feel, and that's why I always said, gee, I wish I was fat, a smoker, and a drinker, because then, see, I could stop eating, drinking, and all, and smoking, and might be perfectly healthy. Doesn't always work out that way. All right.
Well, thanks for your time, Raleigh.
Yeah, I'm glad you called.
I was just trying to help.
Absolutely.
Trying to help out Jim and see, you know.
Yeah, not a bad idea. What kind of water is he drinking? Yeah.
Yeah, not just Jim, but other people too, you know.
Absolutely.
If they're having problems with their eyes, you know, it certainly couldn't hurt them.
You're so right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and if you don't know, whatever your water supply is, they and probably all online at this point, but they have to tell you exactly what's in it, both what they've filtered out of it, what they haven't filtered out of it, and what they've added to it. And sometimes that makes for interesting reading. You know, I'll leave it to you if you think that is interesting reading or not. But nonetheless, what do we have? We have a story about a bald eagle. Of course, the eagles are certainly on my mind from time to time since I had one camp out in a tower a few years ago that knocked me off the air. But that said, we have a bald eagle that was rescued. And it was rescued in Missouri because it couldn't fly. And they figured, well, we're rescuing it because it's injured. Well, it turns out that it was not injured. It was simply too fat to fly. So, yeah, it had been doing very well on its own, eating, engorging himself. In fact, his delicacy, according to the, and I don't know how they found out, but the Department of Conservation determined that he was engorged with raccoon. And I guess in total, because x-rays taken in a nearby zoo showed a raccoon paw inside the distended stomach. So they removed the raccoon remnants, so to speak, and next thing you know, he was released near where he was found. But word is, he's flying without raccoons. We got another hour of this. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, that's the other version of Favela, that one from the Tower album, In the Brazilian Bag, 1965, and a fine choice it was. So, yes, I think the song itself has become somewhat of a standard. So, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. You got something to say, I want to hear about it. Now, we have a shortage at the Navy. That's right, the Navy has run out of something. They've run out of pants. This is according to the New York Post last month. The Navy working uniform, the NWU camouflage trousers, are out of stock because the Defense Logistics Agency vendor has some issues. And now, this is the particular uniform that is allowed for wear on the job as well as out in the public. But apparently, only new recruits will get new pants until after October. In the meantime, existing recruits will have to make do with what they have. They'll be allowed to wear their coveralls off base, so chic, or the two-piece organizational clothing with features flame-resistant tops and bottoms, also very attractive, as you can imagine. But as I was reading this, running out of pants, not totally surprising, because it's been about 20 years ago now, maybe 25 years ago, that there was this big brouhaha because service members discovered that their uniforms were made in China. Yeah, there were labels. I kid you not. And so all hell broke loose, and they decided that that would not be the case anymore, that the uniforms would be made in America. Well, apparently for the Navy, not quickly enough. So other things of news, absolutely unimportant items, yeah, other than fat bald eagles and such. Well, I thought this one was a little interesting, where, you know, nothing like one of those animal rescue events where you go and you see the cute dogs and cats and maybe you get one for yourself. I mean, what could possibly go wrong there? Well, so it was in Tampa a couple weeks ago that Rags to Riches held their rescue. And apparently, they were doing a meet and greet with a potential owner for Bluey. Bluey was a disabled pig. When they told the woman she wouldn't be a good fit because of her other dogs, well, at first the woman wouldn't give Bluey back. And then she goes and she retrieves a gun from her car, points it at the back of the rescuer's head. And fortunately, someone came out and saw this and ran inside to call 911 in time. Nobody was shot. But you still have to wonder, and police say they're still working with the Attorney General's office to determine the most appropriate charges. Word is that Bluey is doing fine. Then we have Rolando Ramos. He's the quarterback's coach for the Cigarro Toros football program in Laredo, Texas. And I'll tell you what, if you're going to stiff a prostitute, or if a prostitute is going to stiff you, no puns intended on any of that, if there's going to be money lost in the transaction, the last thing you want to do is call the cops. Well, apparently, Ramos didn't get the message. And so he calls police to report that a prostitute had stolen money from him. Apparently, when Ramos tried to pay the lady, she allegedly grabbed $100 and ran away. I guess he was planning to pay her less than that for the assignation. He's the health and physical education teacher at the high school. He's now arrested, obviously, $2,500 bond for soliciting prostitution, placed on administrative leave. But what are you thinking? What do you think's going to happen if you call the cops to say, hey, a prostitute just stole money from me? Yes, after the deed was done. Well, I guess it was a learning experience for the teacher. That's to say the least. Then, your worst fears. You know, I think anybody who winds up having to go to the hospital to have an operation, if it's going to be any type of general anesthesia, every fear in the world comes to mind, particularly the night before the surgery. Man, you can build that up. It's just everything's going to happen because you're going to be totally out of control. But in reality, usually nothing happens that isn't supposed to happen, except, to this poor fella who had a forestry accident, and apparently he was taken to the hospital and there was an operation. The patient is still recovering, but what he's discovered since then is that the main surgeon and another specialist who were present were fired by the hospital. And he looks further into this, why were they fired? I mean, I seem to be fine. Well, they allowed the main surgeon's 13-year-old daughter to drill the hole in the patient's head. No contact, no explanation, no apology, no nothing. Well, I guess that's what the attorney said. No admitting to it, but apparently it's absolutely proven. So I don't know if the forestry worker is going to own the hospital or what. But yeah, that would be about your worst nightmare, right? Bring the kids to the job. Well, or not. 888. 876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Well, then there was the Supergirl Skyflight ride at Mexico City's Six Flags, Mexico. Now, this happens, what I'm about to tell you, this happens. In fact, there was a case in Colorado I'll tell you about in a minute. But back to Mexico here. Here the riders get on the Supergirl Skyflight ride, and here comes the rain. And so they have to shut down the ride. Well, except those who were on the ride were dangling 240 feet in the air for 10 minutes, buffeted by the weather. Apparently, the storm caused several rides to cease operating for a few moments. No injuries were reported, but everybody's scared as hell. But no, it was 1990, and one of the amusement parks in the Denver, a very old amusement park in town, Elitch Gardens, and Elitch had been around forever, and so it was that here's the evening news, and they've been having hail. And I'm laughing. It's not at all funny, but I'm laughing because the person who was with me at the time hadn't, Bill Drake, a radio guy, hadn't been really to Colorado for long, and you know he was not sure about certain things, and so he's watching television, and they talk about the riders on this amusement ride were killed by the hail. He's like, "What kind of place have you brought? What godforsaken place is that?" Yeah, well, but that will happen. So not often, fortunately, but yeah, at least the people in Mexico City were fine, other than probably they're still mumbling to themselves, and yeah, right. Other than that, it's just fine. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Sheila is in Chicago. So Sheila, what's happening tonight?
Hi, Raleigh, how are you?
Well, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Okay. I'm calling because I might be a little early, but when's the new moon for October?
Oh, that's a great question. Now, firstly, let me see if it's on the dashboard, because Carol keeps me honest about these things, and she usually tells me. Let's see. No, I know the next full moon, but that's coming up Tuesday, September 17th. So let's see when the next new moon is.
Okay.
Yeah. Going to write your prosperity check?
Definitely. That's why I'm calling.
Yeah. Well, let's see. So you did on Monday, September 2nd, right?
No, I forgot about that.
Oh, okay. Well, the next one is October 2nd. And that would be...
Oh, good.
October 2nd, and that would be 1:49 p.m. Central.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Sure.
And I have another question.
Sure.
I tuned in a few days ago, and I didn't catch it all. But you were talking about some nurse who had put water in an IV.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What was that all about?
Oh, man. This was quite the story. Let me see if I can still find it. But it was a nurse who was obviously stealing narcotics, and she was stealing fentanyl. And so what she did is she just replaced the fentanyl with tap water in the hospital.
Wow.
I know. And tap water, you don't want to put anything. I mean, that's obviously not sterile by any means. So on top of everything else,
right.
It was just horrible. So, yeah, that let me see if we can find out who she was. But so
what state was that in?
We're going to find out. Yeah, here we have the story. And she faces a $300 million wrongful death lawsuit. And
so someone did die.
Oh, yeah. It was Oregon. An Oregon medical center is facing $300 million. And so here was the deal. Danny Schofield was the nurse. Danny Marie Schofield, arrested in June, charged with 44 counts of assault for allegedly stealing liquid fentanyl prescribed to patients and replacing it with tap water. She was doing this for a year. Now, you see, that's the really scary part. How is she doing this for a year and they
wow.
don't know? Between July 2022. Incredible. I know, and July 2023. And apparently dozens of patients were affected with serious infections and several deaths. So it's a wrongful death and negligence complaint, and it's $303 million in damages. And so it's on behalf of at least 18 former patients, 9 patients who survived, and the families of 9 who did not. All of them were infected with bacterium uniquely associated with waterborne transmission. So obviously they're suing the hospital because she was there for a year. They failed to prepare
right.
for the possibility of employee theft, for one thing. And the bottom line is that they should have known of the high likelihood of drug misuse by any
yes.
employee. And it's prevalent throughout the country, so they would think that any hospital would have all sorts of programs and procedures to stop that from happening. But apparently this one had repeated incidences of drug misuse by employees in the past. So that is the deal. Now, they didn't name the nurse as a defendant, of course, because she probably has no money. They always go after the deep pockets.
Right.
So they're going after the medical center. And so there was a the government did a state of Oregon did a 7-month investigation into this nurse. And what tipped them was there were so many central line infection cases that you wouldn't normally see this in care. And so the hospital mm-hmm. conducted their own investigation and brought, outside experts. And eventually it was determined that it was isolated to patients in intensive care and that it was a particular unit and it all happened with particular date ranges. And, the police were and their investigators spent months pouring through volumes of hospital records. I can't imagine that job, going in there every day. But nonetheless,
right.
Yeah, that'd be horrible. But
finally, I need to ask. I'm over 60 years old, and I've never been married.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, where in the world can you find a date in my age group? I've tried church and bingo and everything. Yeah. Everyone's so involved in what they're doing. You yeah. don't even really get to talk to anyone. You don't get to meet anyone.
Right.
And I just don't know what to do anymore to meet someone.
Right. It's very tough. And particularly as a single woman, I'd say, well, do volunteer work. But very often what happens is everybody else doing the volunteer work is another woman. So that doesn't
right.
help you very much. So,
right.
Obviously you exhaust your circle of friends and you talk to everybody. Hey, do you know anybody or whatever? And there is no easy, safe answer. I mean, some people have had success online, but I shudder at the possibilities there.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I just wanted to say,
that's all I need to know, but I just wanted to say, I Googled you, and you're just as pretty as you are nice.
Ah, you're so kind. Well, that's an old picture. I'm a lot older now. One of the times we eventually got to get
to the picture.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, and I hope you're going to call again, Sheila.
I will. Thank you. Good night.
All right, thanks. All right. So, yeah, more on this case of the ICU in Oregon. There were Horace Wilson, his family, he died, unfortunately. He was admitted to the ICU. He fell from a ladder and had a lacerated spleen and some broken ribs and looked like he'd be all right, except that she switched, the nurse Schofield switched his pain medications with tap water. He wound up with a bacterial blood infection that was fatal. And that was it. So obviously, while Schofield isn't facing any civil charges because she's got no money, she's certainly facing criminal charges. She's posted $4 million bail in July, and she's out on that. No future hearing date has been announced, and I hate that because these stories very often just die, and you never know what's going to happen after that. But, most likely it'll wind up settling out of court somehow. But just horrible. And yeah, that's much like, having surgery and finding out that somebody's 13-year-old daughter is the one drilling holes in your brain. Yeah, I think there'll be a lawsuit there, too. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And of course, that's Connie Francis, Where the Boys Are, 1961 on MGM. And Chris in Greenwood asked for that. Yeah, I didn't play it voluntarily, but happy to do it. So, Connie Francis, who's still with us. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So John came in and said, well, I think she should wear a sign that just says, free sex, must have witnessed the lunar landing to be eligible, meaning somebody to be old enough. Yeah, right, great. But all kidding aside, this is a real societal problem, and it's been going on now for decades, but I don't have an easy answer. And I know there are people who've tried, social sites or dating sites and been successful, but I know just as many people who have a litany of horror stories that would just make you shudder. And then there are the funny ones, but apart from that, how do you meet people? And I don't have a good answer for that, really. You know, like they always say, church, all right, she's tried that, and that's good to an extent. But usually that's going to be families more often than not. And, I've told you this before, I think. For a while, I had to interview people on the air in Denver who wrote books and of varying topics. And this one woman had written a book on how to marry a millionaire, basically. And so she came into the studio, and when she found out I was single at the time, this is about 40 years ago, she glommed onto me like whites on rice. You know, well, I can help you. You know, she didn't ask me if I needed help. And so the first thing she said is, well, you know, you have to get involved in sporting events. And I said, oh, good, I love bowling. And I thought the woman was going to pass out. No, not bowling. Well, I didn't know why not. I liked it. No, it should be like steeplechase. I'm like, I didn't even know what it was at the time. And, all right. And then she went on with, you should be involved with music. And I am. I mean, doo-wop is my life. Once again, I thought the woman would have to be revived. And no, I mean like classical music. I said, I break out in a rash. So anyway, we went through this for a while. And after a while, she finally gave up. But what I thought was interesting is that for people who are that elastic, so to speak, you know, or plastic, depending upon your vision of it, you know, probably those are not bad tips. So where is it that that single men over 50 could be found for Sheila in Chicago? I don't have a great answer for this. And, you know, like I say, traditionally, back in the day, you know, 100 years ago, when we were kids, you met somebody in school, and that was pretty much it. Or you met somebody early in your career on a job, you know, career, in quotes for most women. But anyhow, there were you know, defined ways to do that. But as you started to get older and older, and particularly if you'd been married and maybe were widowed or divorced or something like that, or if you were single and past a certain age, how do you do it? So 888-876-5593. Let me know on WGN Radio.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is the consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and don't say nothing, only nothing. I've used a border scale, I know, and at the end I've come to nothing, only nothing. And I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Everyone who wants the whole show, hemi fa sol la si do, he will find himself with no show better played than note I know.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, one note samba. What a fine song. And actually, of course, Antonio Carlos Jobim wrote it, and the English lyrics were a guy named John Hendricks. Newton Mendonca wrote the Portuguese lyrics. And that was that wonderful guitar work, Rosina de Valença and Wanda de Sá on vocals. So 1965 on Tower/Capitol. Yeah, depending. You can get it on either with a different title for it. But nonetheless, there you have it, and rest in peace, Antonio, well, that too, of course, but rest in peace, Sergio Mendes, the latest to join the club. Yeah, they're pretty much all going, right? I keep holding my breath for things like Amir Deodato, but he's a little younger by a year or two. Anyhow, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And a couple things. Firstly, I was looking at since there's obviously a dearth of calls for Sheila. Absolutely none of you are helping me help Sheila here. And so I get that. I can't imagine. But I went online, and one of the suggestions I really like is get a dog and walk it in the park. Yeah. Now, of course, if you don't want a dog, don't get a dog. Obviously, that goes without saying. But yeah, you find you meet a lot of people. I know we raised Bernese Mountain Dogs for a while, and many years ago when we got our first one, Morgan, the love of my life, Morgan was just so great. But as a puppy, I was walking him, and I met people in the neighborhood that I had no idea lived there before, you know, just dog walkers. And it was not one or two. It was, you know, half a dozen people who you get out there and you get to know them as you're walking your dog. So that's actually kind of a time-honored thing. Now, of course, you have to want the dog, right? It's not a prop. But if you do, that's a good idea. The other thing is Chicago has so many things going on, street festivals and other events, you know, Taste of Chicago and all of that, that, you know, get out there and go to events. I believe that as well. There's probably a couple of festivals every weekend around the city, whether it's, you know, Italian Fest or Greek Fest or Rib Fest, you know. Yeah, everybody dines outdoors and or the free movies in the park or you name it. You got to get out there where people are. And the upside of that is you may not meet somebody you want to date, but you may meet people you'd like to know. And even if you don't, you probably have a good time. So that's my suggestion, which is probably not good enough. Partly it also depends where you live, and that's something you may or may not be able to change and stuff like that. But those are some ideas a little beyond you know, church and work and the usual. So that's my take on that for what it's worth, which is clearly not a lot. Now, I probably do better at astrology. Yeah, I know I do. So we have the next new moon. And that will be on October 2nd, as I mentioned. And obviously, since a new moon, that's going to be in the same sign as the sun. So it'll be the moon in Libra. Yeah. The sun is debilitated in Libra, usually, as far as that goes. But I digress. And, you know, it's a time for balance and harmony and a desire to keep things nice on an even keel. Well, that'll be good in election season, don't you think? Yeah. And you know the deal about the prosperity checks, the law of abundance. The deal there is that you can always impress upon the universe that you want good things to come to you, and they'll respond, you know, for better or worse. But they're more attentive at the time of the new moon, if you believe in any of this, that is. And so if you do, and you're looking for the time when the universe at all will be more likely to hear your pleas, right before the new moon crests, that's when to do this. And you write out a check, not a real check, although you could use, you know, one of your checks, but don't write void on it, because of course you'll be voiding your good prosperity. And yellow paper works for some reason. I don't know why yellow is good, but it is. And so you can make out a fake check, which is what I do, totally fake checks. And you don't date them, and you never put an amount in, because you don't want to time or limit your abundance. And on the first line, where the pay to, you write your name. And then on the second line, where you would normally write out the dollar amount, you write paid in full. And then on the final line, the signature line, you sign it Law of Abundance. And you do this just before the new moon comes. And at that point, you know, it's fine to be meditating on what you want. It's better not to pick anything in particular out. And it's important to remember that abundance may not be money. It may be other things as well. Like in Sheila's case, maybe it would be dates, you know, what have you. So that's the next new moon in Libra. And it was interesting because, of course, I mentioned before, I go to YouTube at night when I'm trying to fall asleep to listen to those videos that, you know, a lot of near-death experiences, a lot of astrologers and all that. And, of course, most of the astrologers thought that the world was going to end at some point in August. Not actually, really, but I mean that all manner of mayhem was going to occur in August, which it didn't. And now you're hearing about the October surprise. I don't know what it'll be. But there were some people this week predicting that September 9th, that's going to be the day of doom. Nothing happened whatsoever. And other people, well, it's going to be all havoc at the debates. Well, nothing happened. So we'll see. We'll see if the October surprise is coming. But before that is the new moon, and you might want to write your prosperity chart. I do it every month. And, I have no idea if it works or not, to tell you the truth. But I do it. All right, Margie in Milwaukee, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. For the lady that's over 50 looking for some companionship?
Yes.
Has she tried the local senior centers in her area? Because a lot of times they start at 50 years of age.
You know,
and, there's all kinds of...
Yeah, they do, but let me ask you, because around here, the senior citizens, they start at 50, but when you go, most of the people are over 80. Have you gone?
Yes, I have. I'm going to be 69 soon, but there's all ages.
Okay.
And all kinds of games. I love playing Scrabble. They have sheep's head. They have things you can learn, crafts. There's a meal program, an exercise room. And, if she's not too far over 50, there's still people that join.
You know, it's a good idea because, you know, there again, I say maybe she won't meet the guy of her dreams, but she might just have a darn good time.
Sure, and it's a safe place to meet. You don't have to have somebody coming to your house and then decide this guy isn't right.
Oh, right, I'm big on that. I don't think anybody should have a stranger come to their house. For people who are going to do the dating thing online, if they're so brave, they need to do it during the day in public, meeting somewhere where you're seen, nothing alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she
yeah.
might try. I mean, you can join them even in other little communities. Like I live in a community outside of Milwaukee, but I could join in other surrounding suburbs as long as you pay a little nominal fee.
Right, absolutely. And most every community has them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's a great idea. I like
it.
Good All right.
Tour.
Thanks for calling, Margie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, all right, Marge in Milwaukee. Good deal. So, there's a list of senior centers in Chicago and a lot of them, and then satellite centers as well. So most of them do have websites, too, and that's the other thing. You can look up what events they have because sometimes there's just something that would be really neat to do. I have a good friend in Globe, actually, that volunteers. He teaches seniors how to do basic computer things, all the things that, you know, you and I might know that maybe somebody else doesn't, and gets them literate so that they're, getting pictures from grandkids or something. But, that's a help. So, but you may find that whatever your interest is, they got something right up your alley. So, 888 876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And I don't remember. I don't think I did. So I'll do it now on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's Muito Amantare. And they say it means happy. Literally, it means very willing. So I don't know what Joao Donato had in mind, but that's what he called it. And a fine record it was all the way around. And that, too, is from the Sergio Mendes Trio album. And one of my faves. Figured we'd close the show with that. So we'll get to a tubby here in a moment. Wanted to tell you about a real deal, real steel deal. Looking for real estate in Southern California? You know how pricey it is. Well, you can have a house in Monrovia for $500,000. Well, actually, you can have half a house in Monrovia. Not only half a house, but half a small house in Monrovia. Apparently, a tree crushed the home, decimated half of it. So all you see is the foundation and exposed walls in this middle-class at best neighborhood, working-class neighborhood, really. It's now a one-bedroom, one-bath, open bungalow. No one could live in it. They want $499,000. Missing walls, hanging wires, no ceilings. 400 and something has gone very wrong. Yeah, I'm sure the economy came up in the debate. I have no idea what they said. I don't know that I care. But I guarantee you they weren't using this as exemplars. And this is the problem. How can anyone afford a house? Not that you'd want this one in particular, but I digress. 888-876-5593. We got Tubby in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Tubby.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Are you feeling better every day?
You know, I got a hell of a headache today. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. It's gone into my sinuses. As long as it stays out of my chest, I guess I'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for those last two tunes. Man, see, I knew you had, there was something about you when I first heard you. And those last cuts that you played sure took me there. And that other one, that Bossa Nova one with Jobim.
Yeah.
One day I was on YouTube and it just popped up out of nowhere. And I sent it to all my best friends.
Oh, yeah.
And then this last one that you played, you slam dunk my night. I want to thank you. And thank you for being so kind to everyone. I just enjoy you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. It wouldn't be much of a show without callers like you, so believe me, I'm more indebted to you than you are to me, and I hope you'll call me again soon.
I will.
All right.
Yes, you be safe. Night-night.
All right, thanks. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Kathy is in Linton, Indiana. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. And I certainly hope you feel better. I sympathize with you greatly.
Yeah, thanks.
How you're feeling right now.
Yeah.
In relation to the woman who called looking for dates, I was wondering, about 3 weeks ago, perhaps, mm-hmm. you had another caller who had met someone online, and she insisted she was in love with him or that they were in love, but she hadn't met him yet.
Yeah, Barb. That was Barb, and it had been years. She didn't meet him online, but she met him through like the Trade Commission. It was a telephone thing where she called to complain about something and met him that way. But yes, Barb is absolutely positive that this is the one and this is right. And everybody listening has pretty much said, "Whoa, boy!" And we have not heard anything late from Barb. What the guy keeps saying is he's working too hard and all that. He can't get to her yet, and so I know we're all worried, but hopefully, from what I can tell, it's not been a money sting at this point.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, whether there was an update.
Yeah.
We haven't heard any more, but...
No. And we're all fascinated by this.
All right, I will be listening for an update.
All right.
Sometime shortly.
Sounds good. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, Barb, if you're listening, call me tomorrow night. Tell me all about it. What's going on? Yeah, because we are both enchanted and concerned. All right, Marge in Milwaukee is back. No, wait a minute. I talked to Marge. Marge is not back, I don't think. I just didn't disconnect the line. So hopefully Marge's phone at her end's disconnected, but now it is. So 888-876-5593 if you want the absolute final word on the show tonight. Or like I say, we have... I have 3 big hours tomorrow night. Now, other things of note, well, let's see what's going on. Of course, you know, I'm talking about Sergio Mendes, you know, because that's near and dear to my heart, and his passing on September 5th. But James Earl Jones, you've been hearing that in the news. As far as I know, he doesn't record. He probably did record things now that I think about it. Certainly some voiceovers, but I don't know if they ever sang. Screamin' Scott Simon also died, and he was a Sha-na-na member. He was in the movie Grease, and he co-wrote Sandy, that John Travolta sings in the movie. And he died on September 5th as well in Ojai, California, from sinus cancer. He was 75. So next full moon, that's September 17th on Tuesday. That'll be the harvest moon. It will appear just after sunset. Peak illumination will be at 9:34. Actually had an email asking me, has daylight savings times gone away yet? No. You're a little early on that. Daylight savings time doesn't end until November 3rd. So that's the deal on that. Now, as far as days, well, today was Swap Ideas Day. We've pretty much done that. Tomorrow is Patriot Day in Alaska and several other states as well as Make Your Bed Day. Yeah, then lie in it. All right, so a couple other, I'd say Thursday's better because it's chocolate milkshake day. Yeah, that sounds, I think you can figure out how to celebrate. Now, other things of interest. Well, let's see. I've got all this wonderful show prep that Carol does, and so I should at least go through it when there's very little else to talk about. Not only when there's very little else to talk about, it's a lifesaver, though, when it is. All right, so I believe it's here underneath that. So, yeah. Oh, over the weekend, yeah. September 8th, Patsy Cline would have been 92 on Sunday, sadly. Yeah, and Harlan Howard would have been 97 on Sunday. And he died in Nashville in, I guess, about 2002. He was 74 and well-known country music name. Kathy Jean. You remember Kathy Jean and the Roommates? Terrible song. Yeah, Please Love Me Forever. I love the way Carol says that was their first hit. No, that was their only hit. And that was Murray the K, actually, who promoted that and had her on the various shows. Kathy Dean Giordano, 1945 in Brooklyn. And she was on Long Island Radio as Kathy Jean Ruiz. I think that was in the 80s. So who else do we have? Oh, Earl Nelson. Earl Nelson would have been 96 on Sunday. Now, see, this is one I should have celebrated, although I did play him a favorite Bob and Earl record. Yeah, and that would be Gee Whiz, not the same thing as Carla Thomas, but he was known for much else. I saw Jimmy Rogers would have been 127. I said, that's impossible. Not that one. Yeah, the father of country music, the Blue Yodeler. He would have been. And let's see. We have 1954. That's the Alan Freed Rock and Roll Show begins its broadcast in New York, lured from Cleveland on WINS, and the rest was history, and a long history it was. So that's where we'll pick it up tomorrow night. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Hope we'll do it again 21 hours from now. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.